Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again for the Tomi Healing System. As we talk about this whole different approach to healing, pioneered by our friend Dr. Leiter Chen. Today's brought in one of his patients, a very famous patient here today. I'll let you introduce him. Dr. Chen, who'd you bring with you today here?
Good afternoon. This is Leiter Chen. I'm the founder of the Tomi Healing System. We are the bridge, the traditional Chinese medicine with the modern technology, scientifically approach to the traditional Chinese medicine. We use the sensor to detect the skin resistance, to map out where's the blockage, make the invisible visible.
And we'll talk all about that today here. Just to remind everybody, you know, Dr. Chen's been in here before. We've done different shows with him and with some of his patients here. And he came up with this thing many years ago where he was suffering himself. And with diabetes it was, right?
That very serious diabetes type 2.
And he was in China. He's a scientist at the time. He's working on sensor technology. And so he went to Western medicine. That's what's going to heal him. And it didn't. And somebody said, why don't you go back to your roots? Why don't you try Chinese traditional medicine, acupressure, acupuncture, stuff like that? And you said, no, that stuff doesn't work. And the more you dove into it, the more you found out it might. And you actually did what nobody's done, which is you found a way to take this chi, this energy flowing through your body that Western science still isn't sure about, not sure they can find it or recognize it or believe in it. And you found a way to not only identify it, but to measure it, right, using a sensor technology. And that's what you've done. And so it's turned miracles. I've been a patient, so full disclosure. And today, you got brought in a guy who's even bigger than I am here, Rick Darnell, president of the NBA, is it the Retired Players Association and the LA chapter here?
Yes, that's correct.
So you were with the ABA, you were with the Virginia Cavaliers way back when, before it was
Virginia Squires, yes.
It was Virginia Squires. The Cavaliers is what the other team. So Virginia Squires, and then you merged into the NBA. First you went to Europe for a while?
I played a little bit in the NBA, then over to Europe, and then came back in 1984, back with the Clippers and signed, and got hurt right away.
And in those days, that was it. That was the end of the story.
Exactly.
So what led you? You've certainly had injuries. You've certainly had the best training in the world at college and the ABA and the NBA. What was it that led you to find Dr. Chen here?
Well, we were having our annual meeting in Las Vegas. Oh, no, it was the All-Star.
Yeah,
no,
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, the All-Star game.
Right.
And I'm always trying to look outside the box with, like, healing things and just this life in general. I'm always trying to get in the cutting edge of what's ever new in the world.
I think we all are. I think that's the baby boomer curse or blessing. I'm not sure. But we're not Western medicine's great if I break a leg or I need a heart transplant, but give me something other than a pill or procedure.
Give me something that's going to make me feel better.
Yeah, right.
And it's so funny as you're always looking at it, and I've gotten really against like big pharma because working with a lot of the players and the opiate addiction and stuff like that. And instead of like giving pills and putting like a Band-Aid on it, or you know, I always look to try to get to heal myself. And
right.
I've gone from stem cells to everything there is, and always looking outside the box.
Had you been familiar with what has been around for 1,000 years, Chinese traditional medicine, this whole approach that there's some sort of chi and energy flowing through your body, and if you can unblock it or redirect it, it can help heal itself. Yeah.
Yeah. I was playing in France, and I had my back where I couldn't move at all. And they brought this guy from China that came in. He was acupuncture and this and that. And I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, right. You know, stick a needle in me, I'm going to feel better.
Right, you know? Exactly.
And he actually treated me up and made me feel like I was Gumby and cracked my back. And I didn't have any problems with my back for the rest of the whole season. But, you know, always looking to that and how things can come about. And I ran into him at the All-Star game and he showed me the system, and it makes sense to me because I have a strange thought about our body. Is like I feel like our bodies are like a motherboard, and when something gets broken, you know, you go in and fix that part of the body electronically. Because
and you know that's become real popular. Other podcasters like Joe Rogan.
When you first come in, we check your energy chi. We found your energy chi is very low.
Yeah.
And
hard to believe because he's pretty energetic today, right?
And your kidney energy qi also out of balance.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the hacking the system, because that has become a real meme, something everybody's talking about. Joe Rogan talks about it. Robert F. Kennedy was on a show. Yeah. He Jr. talks about it. Mel Gibson talks about it. All these celebrities and famous people think, and a lot of tech billionaires, think of the body as a computer, as a motherboard. And maybe then it's just we got to hack into the system.
You hack into the system, and they say how the flow, like he was talking about, the blockage of different parts of your muscles or the blood flow and so like that. And if it's stagnant there, it's not flowing, you're not going to have that energy. You're not going to have the ability to cure things and stuff like that. And when he started talking to me about this, I go, this makes sense. I like this stuff. And he's worked on me, and he's done just miracles with me.
I was the opposite. I came in very skeptical. And he said, what's your problem? I said, you're the doctor. You tell me. You got the little sensor. And he looked, and he said, well, there's something going on with your heart, I'll tell you that. And I had just been diagnosed with your lung, with a very strange thing. I still don't know much about it. A lung nodule, a little growth in my lung. And it hurts like hell. And I thought I was having a heart attack. I'd gone to the doctor and done a CAT scan. And they said, you got this little growth. And I said, get it out. Oh, we can't. It's too touchy. It's too risky. You just got to learn to live with it. It's going to hurt. As you get stressed or tired, this thing's going to flare up. Mm. And you're going to do it. He says, I think I can shrink this thing. And by God, over a year, I came back later, next year, for my physical. And they said, I don't know why, but it shrunk.
Wow.
This little lung nodule. So it hasn't completely gone away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, but I'm telling you, that's why I keep coming back here, because nobody else had any solution or answer for it.
This morning, I just finished with one client, and he visited me about 3 to 4 months, and he told me, oh, great news. What's the news? And I visited the cardiologist, and he told me, only visit me once a year. Before, I asked me to visit him twice a year.
Right.
I was worried, asking me to visit him like quarterly. So now I told him, you are very good. You just only visit me once a year. Hopefully, we can help him no more visit the cardiologist.
Yeah, right. And this was his cardiologist, you said, right?
Yeah. Cardiologist.
So are you open to talking about what your condition was, or problem, or persistent? It's usually something persistent that nobody else can figure out what to do with.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened? I've had,
I don't want to push you if you don't want to talk about it.
No, it was just that I just didn't have energy. I had like pain in my hip and my leg. I had a knee replacement that I put off and put off and put off. And from all the years of playing ball, I was bone on bone, and I tried stem cells, and I couldn't understand why that wasn't taking effect. And then the doctor started telling me, he says, you're 275 pounds, you're 6'10", 11", and I'm helping coaching at Cypress College and Santa Ana College. I just, with kids in general, I just do it for free to
which
work
is where
with
you
kids.
Started originally at Cypress College. There's a connection to Orange County here. Yeah.
And I just want to work with kids. And so I never I've been giving the rest on my knee when they were trying to do that.
Right.
And so then I had that procedure. But then I was tight and had a little bit of problems. And he ran me through this test, and everything he said that was wrong with me, it was right on. And he started working with me, and I'm feeling just unbelievably great right now.
So we go to a doctor, and you say, all right, bone on bone is nothing. I mean, acupressure is not going to create new cartilage, or there isn't any here. But energy, persistent pains, chronic things, the doctors just seem to shrug and go, I don't know, I can give you a pill to cover it up, but I can't explain it, or I can't cure it. I can't find a way to deal with it. Why is it? And I would think, you are you're with the NBA Retired Players Association, or the president of the LA chapter here. I would think a lot of NBA players, a lot of athletes, because you push your body to an extreme and you keep playing because I don't want to be hurt. I'm just going to keep going. And then all of a sudden you pay for it down the road. The Joe Namath kind of story. I mean, Joe Namath looks crippled to me half the time when he walks around.
Well, you got to think about when we were playing. It's like you didn't want to get off the court because you're afraid somebody's going to step in and take your job.
Yeah.
We weren't making it a gazillion dollars like they are right now.
Right.
And it's like you know, if you had an injury, I mean, I've had a couple injuries when I I like tore out all the whole muscle, and then we're in a championship game, and I'm over in Italy, and there, I tore every ligament in my left finger, ring finger, and it was right before halftime, and I come in, and it's like a mess, and the doc, I came up to the doctor, and he goes, I go, how bad is it? And he goes, you've tore everything in it. You can't do anything worse.
Yeah.
And he goes, are you going to play?
Can't get any worse.
If I don't play the second half, we're going to lose. And I go, all right, let's shoot it up. And let me tape it together and go out and play.
Right.
But nowadays, the current players, if they crack a fingernail, they're out for a couple of weeks. And it was just a different world. But the older guys, Namath, all this, we you know, destroyed our body. We didn't take times off to fix it.
And part of it was the culture. Just suck it up. Come on, be tough. And just, and then they'd give you, you know, Dr. Feelgood would just give you a shot of something here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, you're supposed to just put up with it here.
Wait, and when you're on the road or you're playing, you didn't want to go off the court because if this other guy comes in and steps in and he plays better, has a good game and plays better than you, you're sitting on the bench and you're looking at maybe, you know, being traded or you know, lose your contract. And that's just how it was. There was no security. And we only had 10 players on the team when I was there. Now, that's if you look at the teams, they have 15 players. They have 15 coaches behind them. And then the G League has another 15 guys. So it's, you know, you didn't have a lot of chances back then.
I apologize to everybody who's watching the live stream. For some reason, our camera cut out. It's still showing over there, but it's not showing here. So I'm just going back to the logo. So we'll finish this out in the last 10 minutes or just audio only. Apologize for the confusion here, but let's finish that story out here. Let's is this a common problem? Talk to me about NBA players. Are they all aching and hurting and tired? They've all pushed themselves, and now as they get older, it catches up with them.
Most of the retired guys have gone through so many injuries, and you got to look back when we were first playing and stuff like that. I mean, you had no MRI machines, you had no way to know really what was under that skin, and you know they would just slice you open in big old railroad tracks, scars, and
just anything to get you, and shoot you up, and just to get you back in.
They just
there.
Want you back on the court. It was a business for them.
I wonder, and is it harder because you're a big guy? I mean, I'm a pretty big guy. You're a really big guy here. I wonder people like Shaq and stuff, as they get old, just being that big, it's got to be weight on your knees and everything here.
So your knees, your ankles. I mean, if you didn't sprain an ankle every week being a center, because there's so much traffic down below the bucket, you're going up and coming down on people's ankles. And, you know,
rolling your ankles all the time.
And it was this common thing. And you just, I rolled it. Hopefully it doesn't go where I can get up down the court next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you brought any other NBA players? Has anybody else been open to this or tried this, what you're working on here, this idea of Chinese traditional medicine, and particularly Dr. Chen's approach where he's got a scientific sensor to try and find the blockage, the energy blockage somewhere here, rather than the traditional guess method, let me look at your eyes, let me feel, how about this, let's try it until we identify the problem.
No, there's a lot of, actually there was a line out the door at the All-Star game, all the other old guys trying to get into him to see what was wrong, how he could help him, and he took care of a lot of the players at the All-Star game. He did a fantastic job and made a lot, put a lot of smiles on a lot of faces of us old guys.
So Dr. Chen, do you don't seem like a basketball player kind of guy here. Do you know who any of these people are that you're treating here?
Yes.
I don't think you do. Do you follow basketball at all?
Do you follow basketball, Dr. Chen?
Sometimes.
He had some superstars on his table that he was working at the All-Star game, and he just was taking care of him. He didn't care who, what, when, or where they about him. He was just taking care of somebody who was in desperate need of pain relief.
Yeah, last year when I visited Houston, I helped several the NBA player, like a retire.
Because you've got a friend, you got somebody using license or down there using
the Houston.
Right. Yeah, you go down to Mo Evans and those guys, he helped out.
Yeah. And I thought
there was somebody in New York, too, or something. You go to New York periodically.
In New York, too. New York, how about that place?
You're helping out Tom Hoover and those guys there.
Sometimes he tells me some of the people he's helping, I'm like, do you know who that is? And he's like, no. Am I supposed to? They come in, they ask for help, I help them here.
That's how he is. He's got a great heart, and he's really knows his, what he's doing. And he comes back and he like has you hold something, and he has electric current going through you, and he says, that's where you hurt. And they go, how did you know that?
Yeah. That's what amazing. Surprises me. And then when he starts working in, he uses acupressure, not acupuncture, which I kind of prefer because it is like a deep tissue massage. If nothing else, it feels good. It does. I don't know if it's really... there's an energy blockage or not, but by God, I feel better when it comes out, just massaging all that and everything. But what surprises me is he'll say, okay, I think your problem is your liver or something, and he'll show you all these connected, you know, meridians up to this. So I said, why are we doing my thumb or my index finger or my toe? And all of a sudden, he'll start working on it. I go, ow, I didn't know that hurt. I never touched myself in the backside of my ankle or something here. And I always say, you found the spot. And it, sometimes it hurts a lot.
It was so funny. He'll be going in, like, your leg or somewhere else, like, and you have, I know I have knots there.
Yeah.
And it never made sense to me why that was a blockage. But you go, well, there's a knot there. Blood can't flow through it. And then he gets in there, and you know how hard it hurts.
Oh, it
but
hurts.
But he gets in there, and all of a sudden that knot's gone.
I think
blood
he
flows.
Enjoys it sometimes. Yeah,
I think so, too.
In the Chinese medicine system, the muscle is related to the spleen, and the tendon is related to the liver. And the vein,
well, you've got all these charts showing. How many meridians are there flowing through your body?
There is 12 meridians.
12 meridians. And 12 the idea meridians. Is they flow out from your organs out to the extremities of your body, your fingers, your hands, your feet, your neck, all these things here. And you track these things, and you start working on them along that meridian, and then you find that pain point, and pretty soon, ow, it hurts.
Even your finger have there some numbness is all related to the your internal organ.
But don't most of us just live with that? Okay, so my back aches, my finger's numb. I feel like I've had a knot. I felt like I've had knots half of my life in different things here.
And also, like a player is that when they play, they injure, get some injury. The injury, even not fixed, the injury on time will affect the internal organ. So they affect each other.
I have no proof of that, but I certainly believe that.
You know what's amazing this time is when he starts working on an area that he goes, it's not really where I hurt. I'll say, oh, that hurts. Okay, you're right.
You're right. Oh, what did I know? Exactly. So what would you tell anybody who's thinking about, if you've got a persistent pain, or a chronic condition, something that just won't go away, and you've been to all the doctors, and all they want to do is give you a pill to cover it up, which we're all hesitant to do these days, or they want to do something more serious, or we can try cutting it. Let's try getting an operation of some sort here.
I say go see Dr. Chen here. Stop taking the pills. You're not helping yourself. All you're doing is creating other problems down the road. Go in and find out really what the blockage is or the problem within your body, and try to look outside the box and look something that's really going to help cure you and for somebody who's really passionate of curing people.
Yeah.
It's him.
Dr. Chen, where are you located at? You're up in the north part of the county here.
Yeah, right now our headquarters office in the Anaheim, but we have a business partner over there, Northern California, over there, Houston, Texas, and North Carolina. And so we are expansion to the whole United States to help millions of Americans achieve their measurable and sustainable health results.
And that's really your goal. How many years you've been doing this? What, 10, 12, 15 years, something?
About 15 years.
Trying to expand it through.
So our goal is 2028, get a NASDAQ listing and training, empower the healer through scientific data.
Because if you got that level, then it would give you more money to open more clinics and actually create. You've talked about creating a training school for others, acupuncture, acupressure people to use your system and to teach them not just the traditional method, but this new scientific tool that you've added to it here.
Yes, AI powered system.
It really is. It figures out. Everybody's got AI something here. You got your AI contribution here. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys, here. I'm sorry it was short. I'm sorry we lost the video halfway through it here, but the conversation's a good one, and I know people will get a kick out of it. I get a kick out of just meeting you here and hearing somebody. You got to tell me one last story. You did play with Kobe Bryant's father, Joe, in Italy, right?
Yes, I played over Reggie Calabria with him, and I've known Joe, me and Joe. after we both retired, we were going over to Hawaii and doing basketball camps for the Kids at Risk and homeless kids and stuff like that. So we go over there every summer. We do two camps a year over there, and then just visit all the hospitals and you know, and just gave back to the community. And Joe and his wife, Joe was just a wonderful person. He was a great guy.
And I'm assuming you met little Kobe when he was five or six or whatever.
Yep, he was a little guy then. He spoke fluent Italian back then.
Did he really? I heard of that. Yeah. Did anybody know that Kobe was going to be Kobe here at that day and age here?
You know what? When we were on the court, Kobe would probably tell all the Italians to get off the court because he thought he was better at 5 years old.
5 years
old. That was Kobe's mentality. He was awesome.
He was. Well, thanks for sharing that. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in here today.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Well, there it is, another reason to tune in each and every time to hear about the Tomi Healing System. Hey, if you're looking for something different, this may be it as we explore the alternatives right here from UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center.